In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The dust has begun to settle. The mud certainly has been sufficiently thin. There is much talk this morning about the future of our country and about the peace of the world. And yet I really don't think that anyone, including the losing candidate, is particularly grieved that the campaign is finally over. But for those of us who recognize a greater kingdom and a greater power and a greater authority, the words of our text from the book of the prophet Micah offer a greater concern, a greater responsibility, and a greater hope, especially on a morning when thoughts are so focused on the politics of the kingdom of this world. Not that our text is removed from its historical context. Remember the situation at the time of Micah and of his contemporary Isaiah, who preached words very similar to those of our text. It was a time of relative prosperity on the one hand, and impending decline on the other. There were wars and rumors of wars. No doubt inflation took its toll then, too. The poor were often without help, and thus without hope. But generally, things were not all that bad. People were free to enjoy themselves and to seek their pleasures and happiness as they saw fit. And they could buy just about anything except security and peace. Micah is concerned. With divine vision, he sees through the economic and the politics to a much greater concern. He sees through that most contemporary quest for happiness that money tries so hard to buy, and rather he calls the people into account for the consequences of their sin. Therefore, because of you, he says, you leaders who take bribes, you priests and prophets who take money and give false security, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field, Jerusalem reduced to rubble, and the Temple Mount will be a wooded hill. Those are hardly words of comfort and hope. And yet the text goes on. After these severely striking words of destruction, of punishment, yet of judgment, come the words of peace. And what a peace it is. It is true peace, the peace that comes not from man's attempted restoration of man with man, but of God's accomplished restoration of man with God. And that's the real problem today, too, isn't it? All of man's hatred, war, oppression, tension, the selfish search for individual rights, all the alienation of man from man begins with man's alienation from God. And no government program, no matter how efficiently streamlined or bureaucratically bungled, no federal grant, no international peace treaty, no United Nations, no president-elect can ever achieve peace between God and man, because that comes only through the forgiveness of sins. And you see, that has already been done, not by anyone elected by man. but by him who was chosen and elected by God the Father himself, he comes humbly and serving. He struggled with forces far beyond any principality and power to give his life a ransom for many, so that he might win the victory over sin, death, and hell, and thus establish a kingdom and a rule that will last forever, secure from the whims of man and the powers of this world. In Jesus Christ, who is the very dwelling place of God, who is the temple of God, and in whom this temple of Yahweh has been destroyed and in 3 days raised up again, even higher than the mountains, our God has forgiven us. And by bearing God's judgment and punishment and destruction for us, our Savior has given us peace. A peace now amidst the trials and turmoils of the sinful world, a peace forever in a rule that will never end. Peace in a kingdom to which all nations and all peoples and every tribe and every tongue may come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path." All the peoples come, each in the name of his own God, but we will walk in the name of Yahweh our God forever and ever. Yes, we pray for our country, for our leaders. We pray for peace and security against the evil of this world. But we remember too that we are citizens of a greater kingdom, that our commonwealth is in heaven, and that we are here but children journeying to our heavenly home. Amen.